So, I know y'all see the title. And I know a lot of y'all are new here, okay? If you know me in real life, you know me, okay? So you're prepared for what I'm about to say. And if you think you know me and you don't know me, you probably thinking it's about to be something. You know what I'm saying? But welcome to She Gets a Pod, okay? This is one of many pods that I do. You can find more of those pods on shambipodding.com. I want to say happy May. Okay, it is officially summertime. Woo! Needed that. Just less bullshit, less clothes, less shit you don't want to do. But you see the title, just put it in. It's a double entendre. Okay. I know a lot of y'all just trifling and nasty. That's why y'all here. But it's okay though. Jesus loves us all. First of all, I'd like to thank you for pressing play. Okay, let's put that right there. But if y'all at work, take this off speaker. Okay, take this off speaker. Okay, just so we're cool, take this shit off speaker. Okay, because I am sick of y'all grown ass people not using y'all fucking time off so y'all stop being miserable to other people. Okay, I promise you that job will survive without you. They ain't surviving on only you. Okay? Take y'all vacation days. Take y'all fucking PTO. These jobs will kill us if we don't stand up and be like, no, this is a boundary for me. I don't have to explain to you why I'm off today. I'm just not there today. I will see you on Monday. Okay? They will work you to death. They will work you to death mentally. They will work you to death emotionally. And they will work you to death physically. Long gone are the days of working head down without asking, speaking, and standing up for yourself. You know how quick people be laid off from these jobs that's been working there for 10. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets a Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bi, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books, you can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on, just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. 10 years, 15 years, 21 years. You know how many people right now are taking a retirement package that they are offered because this orange man in office says, you know what? Get rid of them. We don't need them. We don't need this job position. We don't need them checking X, Y, and Z. Let's get rid of them completely. So some people are taking their retirement package because it's an amount that they can make a life with at 45. Some people are taking a retirement package at 50. But you still can't touch your fucking money in your 401k until you 59 and a half. So let's hope your health is as great as it is so you can actually enjoy the money from the years that you've been working to get to 60. And a lot of people are not going to make it to 60 to enjoy that money that they've been working all their lives for. And that's the reality of the situation. So you thinking you've been going out after work for drinks since you've been in your 20s and you think you're about to hit 60 with good health? You're probably not. You're probably not. Don't let you like to drink and smoke. And you don't exercise. And you don't take any supplements, and you don't go to the doctor, and you don't get your physical, you're probably not gonna make it to 60. That job probably is going to kill you. Sick leave, use it on the days that ain't the best. It could be you need rest. It could be your throat is sore. It could be you have a crazy headache and you're trying to work through it and you can't. Take the sick leave, use the sick leave hours. Use your sick leave hours for that appointment in the middle of the fucking day. And if you choose to go back to work, kudos to you. Usually I don't do that shit. Don't let me have a dentist appointment. I'm off for the day because I know the dentist office is going to piss me off. I don't like the feeling of getting my teeth clean. If it was a thing where I could be put to sleep so people could play in my mouth, I'd do it. I don't like the sounds of it. I don't like somebody touching my inside of my mouth unless it's my somebody. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it, Sam. I am. I don't like it. The hours for your sick leave or your PTO, you know, are based on the hours you worked, how long you've worked there sometimes, and the time that's offered to you. Okay? Sometimes with certain jobs, it could be unlimited. Absences still should be approved. Okay? But you don't understand how much good rest can do for your career. And a lot of y'all are bitches because y'all need to sleep. A lot of y'all are grumpy and miserable as fuck as men because you're not getting good rest. You haven't changed your pillow in the last 10 years. You think a bed is just a bed. A bed is not just a fucking bed when you're over 30. She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed or you're just missing people and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. Okay, your mattress matters. The types of pillows you sleep with matter. The type of thread count that you that's comfortable on your body matters. Your pillow topper matters. Your blankets matter. How clean your house is matters. What you smell when you wake up matters. What you hear matters. And a lot of people think, oh, that's just aesthetic. It's not just aesthetic. It's not just aesthetic. The good friends you keep around you matters. Okay? Mentally taking a break just feels better. I think work takes a lot out of people. I don't care what your position is, especially if you work with people who don't do the job that they were hired for and you actually have to babysit adults at your workplace, if that's the position you took on. Okay? Hence why when offered manager positions or lead positions, I tell them no thank you, because when I'm off, I don't want to think about this job. When I clock out, I see you tomorrow, and I don't want to hear shit that's happening with this job, this store, this office until I clock in tomorrow. And I probably won't check my emails until 5 o'clock p.m. when it's close to the end of the day. Physically not sitting at that desk and being on your feet or heavy lifting is a plus. Take the fucking day off. Put your time in. Put that shit in. Okay? People, you lessen your burnout with balance. Okay, let me say that one more time. You lessen your burnout with balance. You know why a lot of these jobs are so excited about AI? Is because they're tired of having empathy for people who are human beings who also have needs. So if you find that your job is replacing people with machines, that's because the company has less empathy and wants to give a lot of less fucks for your emotions and your physical body and your mentality of this job position. And they just want a machine to turn on, do what it needs to do, and get these customers the fuck up out of here. Okay? Me, personally, having Mondays off or a four-day weekend, amazing. Does great for my mental health. Having Wednesdays off randomly eases the beginning of the week, and it eases the end of the week. All right? At least 2 days off per month makes me feel great. It makes me feel great. I've been taking 2 days off per month since last year. Okay? Personal days are for you, kids, or your parents. Bereavement is for when a family member dies. It could be a mom, a dad, a grandparent, a son, a daughter, a brother, you know, close family member dies. You could take that time. Jury duty leave. The government picks you. The 3 times I've got picked for jury duty, I never had to go because they asked me, what company do you work for? After I tell them, they tell me I don't have to come in because the bitch be knowing more than she need to as a human being. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I never get picked to go. But if you have jury duty, and you put in that time off, and then they tell you you don't have to come in, and you're already putting that time off, enjoy your day off. You're getting paid for it. Enjoy your day off, okay? Family and medical leave is for caring for your family or your medical issues. Paid time off. Take that shit. Your options are there. Use them. A lot of people sit at jobs and they think they're going to get this magic trophy because they didn't fucking take any days off. Who the fuck cares? These companies don't give a fuck. You work at a company for 5 years, they give you a fucking keychain. What the fuck am I going to do with a keychain? Give me a bonus. Okay? Give me a bonus for putting up with y'all shit for 5 years. You work for a company for 30 years, they want to give you a cup with the company name on it. Fuck y'all company. Do you know how much time with my family I miss for this stinking ass job? Do you know how many moments of my babies that I probably miss because I was at work? You want a no day off keychain? Use your time and live your fucking life. These companies don't give a fuck about you. You are a company number. Don't forget to enjoy what you love, and especially if it's not the job that you work at. A lot of us work at a job that we don't give a fuck about. A lot of us do a job position that we can do anywhere, but just so happened that we are here doing this job position here. A lot of people stay at a job, use that job to bounce to a next job, to bounce to a next job. And you know what? All of those fucking spaces have the same fucking problem. A group of people wanting more income, not wanting to do their job, don't want to help the next person so they can finish what their job title is because they didn't do their job. And you going home annoyed because you got to sit in a meeting where a manager is just like, you know what? This month wasn't a great month because X, Y, and Z. Well, bitch, y'all didn't hire me to do everybody's job, and I'm not going to do it because y'all not paying me everybody's salary. That's at every job space. You always go and find somebody that comes in, doesn't make any problem, does their job, never asks for shit. And because they don't ask for shit, that company takes advantage of them. Every job has that. There's always going to be somebody at the job that does more than they need to do because they want to be noticed. And the company's not going to notice them. One, because they're probably not the right skin color. Two, because somebody higher up just doesn't feel like they're a right fit. And three, that was never the goal to move you up. We put you in the position you're in because that's where we want you to stay. There's a lot of jobs like that. It's like putting in all this energy to be liked by people who never had any intentions on liking you anyway. Fuck that. I had a meeting last month with my supervisor, and he wanted to talk about what other positions I wanted to do in the company. Like, what do I want to work up to? I said, none of them. None of them. I'm good where I'm at. So you don't think you would want to do? Nope. So you don't think, you know, what about this? Nope. So what do you like to do? I like to create things. I like to podcast. You know what I'm saying? I like to do marketing. And all of your marketing team is in Illinois, and I'm not moving to Illinois to do that. So if y'all don't have those positions here for me, I would just like to do my job and go home. Boom. Boom. Very direct, very straight. Let's wrap up this meeting because you're going to get nowhere with me. You're not going to dwindle a higher job position and tell me all these things I have to do to be noticed so they possibly pick me for this higher job position that I don't fucking want. I don't care about somebody seeing me above them in a job. I care about working the hours I told you I'd agree to working, being available for my kids, and being able to do things for myself and my kids and get the fuck out y'all face. That's it. Because I know at the end of the day and in the morning, I'm just an employee number for you. Okay? This is not the ultimate job that I wanted in life. This is just the job I have because of the knowledge I keep, the skills I have. That's it. That's it. So, yes, please, just put it in. Put your time in. Schedule those days off. Make your plans and live your fucking life. Because these jobs don't give a fuck. And the sooner you get it in your little head that these jobs don't give a fuck, the more you'll start to just relax when you get in. Do your job quietly. Complain less. Just know in the back of your mind, they think I'm coming in here tomorrow. I'm not. I'm going to enjoy myself tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But yes, please put it in. Please take y'all days off. Please have joy. Enjoy your life. You don't know when your time is up, unless you do know when your time is up. And I think it's up to us to not just make our lives so small that we wake up, we make breakfast, we drive to work, we drive home, we make dinner, we shower, and we don't get to enjoy our days because we're too busy trying to make somebody else a fortune. Fuck them. My name is Shan. This is Shan B. Podden. because that's what I be doing. This is She Gets a Pod. I appreciate you for listening. And if you are a new listener, you're welcome to come back. Bye.